This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said American officials were working to secure a humanitarian pause in Gaza that would advance several priorities, including getting more aid into Palestinians and getting hostages held by Hamas released.
We've had trucks moving. We have about 100 trucks a day going in. That's good, but it's grossly insufficient. So now we're working on raising that significantly so that more aid in a sustained way gets into Palestinians who need it.
Speaking to reporters after an unannounced stop in Baghdad, Blinken landed in Iraq's capital on his first visit to the country as the top U.S. diplomat, holding talks with the Iraqi prime minister. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Dozens of people were killed in an Israeli strike overnight Saturday on a Gaza refugee camp, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run enclave. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza health officials said on Sunday more than 9,770 Palestinians have been killed in the war. The Palestinian Red Crescent humanitarian group said there was also intense bombardment, artillery explosions and airstrikes around the Al-Quds hospital in Gaza City. Living conditions in Gaza, already dire, are deteriorating. The aid getting in is nowhere near enough, said World Food Programme head Cindy McCain. Foreign nationals trying to get out of Gaza were stuck when evacuations were suspended on Saturday after a deadly attack on an ambulance.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Gaza's Hamas government suspended the evacuation of foreign passport holders to Egypt for a second day in a row Sunday after Israel refused to allow some injured Palestinians to be evacuated, Egyptian and Palestinian officials said. This is